You're listening to the Dad Whisperer Podcast with Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield. Be sure to follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find out more about Dr. Michelle at drmichellewatson.com. That's drmichellewatson.com. Here now is your host, Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield.
Hello and welcome back to the Dad Whisperer Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield. It's a joy to be with you here today. And if you're a dad who wants to add more tools to your fathering toolbox, then you've come to the right place. Well, the grid that guides the conversation every week, you know it by now. It's on your mark. Get set. Go. So dad, picture yourself standing side by side with other dads getting ready to run your fathering race this week. I'm on the sidelines as your coach, cheering you on and saying, on your mark, get set. Go. On your mark is the topic or the theme. Get set is we're going to fill that in with stories and stats. And go is always your practical action step so that you can put your love for your daughters and your sons into action this week. Well, today on the program, I'm so excited to have a very dear friend of mine joining me as a guest coach, and her name is Laura Petherbridge. She's also affectionately known as the Smart Stepmom. Laura loves serving couples and single adults with topics on relationships, stepfamilies, co-parenting, single parenting, divorce prevention, divorce recovery, and spiritual growth. Laura is an international speaker and author of four books, including, first, When I Do Becomes I Don't, Practical Steps for Healing During Separation and Divorce, two, The Smart Stepmom, co-authored with stepfamily expert Ron Deal, third, 101 Tips for the Smart Stepmom, expert advice from one stepmom to another, and four, Quiet Moments for the Stepmom Soul, a devotional. Laura is a wife, a stepmom, and a friend who has invited me to join her on her platform where we've talked about dads and daughters and stepfamilies and stepdads and stepmoms. And now today it's a joy to invite her here on the Dad Whisperer Podcast. Welcome, Laura Petherbridge.
Thank you so much. It's a joy to be here with you.
Can you believe we're finally doing this in real time in
person? I know. Looking right at you.
Because we are kindred spirits. Yes. We love championing stepfamilies. And you have been such a resource and an ally for me personally, which is why I wanted you to be here on the program. Because men, I'm telling you, if you are in a remarriage situation, you want to buy Laura's book, The Smart Stepmom, or any of these books she's written for the woman you're married to now, because this book is a lifesaver. It has spoken to me in my life, and I want dads to know from your heart to theirs how they can be more supportive of their daughters. And if you're remarried to your daughter's stepmom, because it is a tricky scenario. Am I right?
It sure is, because you got two women in the home, both wanting to be in first place.
and there's not a win-win for most men on that one, right?
Dad just wants to go hide.
Exactly. Well, how about if you give us more a backstory to the story? What led you to write about these topics?
Yes. Well, I grew up in a stepfamily home. So my parents divorced when I was 8 years old. My dad remarried two more times. And so I have two stepmoms and one stepdad.
Oh my goodness.
So I myself, you know, from the age of eight, have experienced the stepfamily from the child's perspective. Then when I was 30, I married a man that had two sons. They were 11 and 13 at the time. And we've been married 37 years, which is amazing for stepfamilies. And so, so I became a stepmom. And I thought I knew how to do it because I had a stepmom. Wow, was I in for a big surprise.
Well, you know, what was funny is when I got married, you know, a little over 3 years ago, and became a blended family, I never thought of myself in that role because these adult kids weren't calling me stepmom or mom or anything close, right? I'm just Michelle to them or Mishy to these grandkids. But when I was doing an interview with another one of our friends who's a blended family guy, in the interview, Laura, all of a sudden I went, oh my goodness, I'm in a blended family. I hadn't even put that together because no one called it that. But there are challenges and, if you will, landmines all over.
That's right.
And so that's why today, on your mark, I'm calling this Caught in the Middle, When Your Daughter Doesn't Get Along with Her Stepmom. because that caught in the middle place for a lot of dads, a lot of men,
yes,
is not an easy place to be.
And I wanted, you're right. It's whether they're little or grown.
Yeah. And I wanted you men to hear that Laura comes to this from personal experience on many sides of this issue. And she coaches dads. She does it virtually. She does it through writing, through a lot of, you know, different venues and forums where you have a voice into their lives. And I wanted you today, now for Get Set, to give dads some practical ways that they can maybe not put themselves or get stuck in the middle.
Yes. Well, one of the biggest mistakes men make with this, so that's really a good place to start.
Love it.
Because they think it's wise. But the mistake they make is they assume that the stepmom is going to become a second mother to their children. They even may want her to be a better influence than the ex-wife, their former spouse, especially if it's been a contentious and not very smooth ride here.
So they look to her, he looks to her as kind of, you're going to come in and make things better.
Exactly. And so we're going to make you the matriarch of the home, and the kids are going to love you, and we're going to be like a biological family. See, he tries to recreate what they all just lost.
Which seems, when you say it that way, like a very admirable desire and wish and goal, right?
It is. His heart is right. His method is wrong. And so it's a really bad idea to do that. Because number one, this woman is not the mother of his children.
Okay.
They already have a mother, even if she's dead or moved away or left the family. They already have a mother that they are loyal to.
Yes.
Even if it was not a good situation. That's number one. Number two, the stepmom is often viewed as coming in and being an interloper, is like coming in and dividing the children between my daddy, you've taken my daddy away. Mm-hmm. So to try to put her into this mother role for the children, especially if he tries to give her discipline responsibilities or structure, you know, that he tries to make her the person that's getting everything lined up, because maybe the kids didn't have chores before, or weren't really doing a whole lot before.
Yeah.
Now he wants her to become the dictator, and that always backfires.
Okay. So what other challenges is you've heard from men who are, you know, kind of in a tug of war, pulled their daughter's way, pulled the way of their, you know, their stepmom, his new wife. What other challenges do you hear that the men face?
The men feel very torn. They feel like if I make my wife happy, my children are upset with me. If I make my children happy, my wife is upset with me. So he truly feels backed into a corner where he's in a no-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so because children, especially if they're younger, he views them, he has to nurture them. It's his job to protect them, take care of them, provide for them. He will often turn to his wife and say, well, you're the adult. You're the one that's supposed to grow and change here because you're the adult. Mm-hmm. Well, the wife views that as, you just turned on me. You said we became one flesh. You said I was your partner. Yeah. You just turned on me and put your children first. And so this is this horrible tug of war of who am I going to stand beside and support when neither way really win. He can't win. He's in a no-win.
That caught in the middle.
Yes.
And so many men that have either been in the groups I've led, I would say a high percentage, maybe probably 40% of the dads in the groups I lead for dads of daughters are in, you know, divorce situations, and they're single dads, and they're so much to juggle, whether or not they have a new partner. Right? There's
right.
all these dynamics of tug of war. And I have found that so many of these men just want the women in their life happy.
Yes.
That they're saying, my goal
yep.
is for everybody to be
yep.
happy. Is that a reasonable goal?
It is. And you add a third woman when you're in a remarriage.
So it is a reasonable goal for him to keep everybody happy?
Well, it's a reasonable goal. It's an unrealistic expectation.
Okay, come on. Okay, there you go, because that's what I thought. Is there's no way
no.
that it can all be on
right.
you, Dad.
Yes.
You, husband.
Yes.
You, ex-husband.
Yes.
To have a job, a role, to keep everyone else happy.
That's right.
And you see, were going to set up yourself to fail with that one.
He's got the mother of his children that he's trying to keep happy also, mm-hmm. because he doesn't want to rock the boat over there, because then she might not let him see the children, or the kids may want to stay at mom's house more than they do dad's house.
Right.
See, he's the poor guy. He's really got a rough time.
and you guys, I mean, granted, we're sitting here laughing, yeah. but you know that we are feeling this with you.
Yes.
Laura is, and I am.
Yep.
And I want to hear now, Laura, some practical strategies. This may be the go step throughout here,
right.
Dads, that you can implement, because you clearly have now validated many of the men listening that say, you just literally preached to the choir. What
yep.
you said, Laura, I always want to call you Dr. Laura.
A lot of people call me Dr. Laura.
Okay, we'll call you Dr. Laura here, you know, in quotes.
Yeah.
Because you really are such an expert with wisdom, because you have lived it and you speak to men and you hear the stories of men and women. Can you now begin to give dads some strategies so that they don't get caught in the middle?
Yes.
How do they attend to their daughter's needs and their new wife's needs at the same time?
They have to start by admitting that they didn't know what they didn't know. And then they've got to go to the experts that do know about stepfamilies and start learning from them. See, often we want to dismiss what the experts say because we think, especially if we're Christian dads, you know, well, God will just take care of this. God will make everybody love each other. Well, it's not that simple. And so he's got to become educated, and he's got to become willing to go to either stepfamily events or listen to podcasts or Zooms or things where he can become educated on how this is different than a biological family.
So
it
where
is
would,
radically different.
Yeah. Where would you encourage him to go? Where could he find those experts?
Well, that would be on my website.
Okay.
TheSmartStepMom.com.
Okay, excellent, because I was going to ask that at the end, but let's put it here and again at the end. Dad, if you don't know where to go for resources, Laura has compiled those for you so that you don't have to spend as much time trying to find the options out there.
Yes, absolutely. And I do them through Zoom. You know, you can get them right through your computer or whatever, you know, so they can be found anyway. But so that's the first thing.
Okay.
He's got to become educated to learn, all right, I keep trying to push this square peg through a round hole and it's not working.
Yes.
Number two is to admit that all step families are birthed on loss.
All step families are birthed on loss.
See,
that's really profound.
That. People hate it when I say that.
Why?
Because they think that I'm saying that the marriage is built on loss or sadness or grief. And see, they view this, the adults view this as a rebirth.
Yes, positive.
It is very happy.
Awakening.
Yes, everybody's like glowing.
Optimistic.
Exactly.
And now, yes.
So when you say that all stepfamilies are birthed on loss, they feel like that's saying it's a downer. But you see, if you won't admit that, there had to have been a death, a divorce, or a recoupling in order for a stepfamily to exist.
Right.
And so now, why is that important? That's important because, number one, you don't have that in a first marriage. So it's a component that is unique.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, those things I just mentioned all come with fear, grief, loss, anxiety, anger, all these things you bring into this second marriage that you didn't have in the first marriage. Now let's move on to the kids coming in with all those emotions.
Even if you are thrilled
exactly.
to start a new marriage.
Yes.
Oftentimes.
The kids are not.
The kids are not excited. Because,
they hate
again,
living.
Their loyalty is elsewhere. Yes. Divided between two homes.
If they're
back
young.
And forth, if they're young.
They're in two distinct homes and they don't like it. We have convinced ourselves that as a society, this is not a big deal. But in reality, it's very hard for the kids to, which home is my homework in? In one home I have a dog, in another home I have a cat. In one home I can use my iPhone, and in the other home I can't use my iPhone. In this home I can watch television, in that home I can't watch that show. They are living in constant change. And so this brings anxiety. Kids need consistency. And when they don't have that, it stirs up these triggers, these emotions, and they bring them into the home. So, Dad, number two, you've really got to recognize that this step family has been birthed on a loss. That doesn't mean we're sad and depressed and angry with everybody, but we have to admit that so we can get the help that we need and our kids need.
And, Dad, the thing I want to add here to what Laura said is that oftentimes your daughter and your sons will express their grief as anger.
Yes.
So sometimes dads miss it and think they're not sad, they're mad. But remember, oftentimes the sad emotions come out of anger portal. So just be mindful that all of that loss can manifest itself with a lot of different emotions and a wide range of emotions.
Absolutely. And you'll need to help your wife because she's going to take that personally. She's going to say, well, that little kid's being a brat to me, mm-hmm. and he just spoke back at me. Now, you've got to stand up to that. You cannot let your child treat your new wife abusively, disrespectfully. It's your job to tell your child, you cannot speak to my wife that way. I love you. I will never leave you. I'm your father, uh-huh. but it is my job. I stood before God and promised that I would love, honor, cherish her.
Yes.
And if I let you speak to her that way, I'm breaking my vow.
Well, that'll preach.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes those vows are said because either they were written somewhere else or because I think oftentimes even the word respect is in those vows.
Yes.
Honor and respect.
That's right.
So, Dad, that may be your go step today, is to say, I have been letting that happen, perhaps without consequence, and you get to stand up and stand in the gap without feeling in the middle. That's you rising up and taking a stance to have virtuous and respectful interactions in your home. Well, Laura, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I love the way that you're giving dads practical strategies for how to navigate the relationships in their home. We'll be right back.
Are you a dad who has ever desired a deeper connection with your daughter, but haven't known how to go about it? Let's Talk, Conversation Starters for Dads and Daughters, is the very resource you need. Dr. Michelle wrote it with you dads in mind. This book will support you with scripted questions, equip you to decode your daughter, and inspire you with stories of other dads and daughters. Don't wait any longer to be the hero you want to be and that your daughter needs you to be. So, to let the talking begin, head on over to drmichellewatson.com/books and order your copy today. This book will become a favorite in your fathering toolbox and will give you the answers you've been looking for. That's drmichellewatson.com/books. Now, back to the Dad Whisperer podcast.
Welcome back. I'm here today with a woman that I respect and I love her heart for stepfamilies, Laura Petherbridge. So Laura, continue on with giving dads practical strategies for really leading and loving their daughters and their wives, the stepmom to their daughters.
So we just talked about that dad needs to step up to his children and say, I can't let you speak to my wife that way. Now he needs to make sure he's not doing that in anger or in a loud voice, and he's got to take the child aside and say, I realize you did not choose to live in two homes.
Uh-huh.
I am so sorry that that is causing stress and difficulty for you. You didn't ask to have a new stepmom, a new mm-hmm. woman in your life. Honey, I get it. All of this is hard on you. See, dad has got to validate the child's emotions and feelings going to correct the child from not being disrespectful.
So you want to start with the positive.
Yes.
Before any corrective.
Yes.
Conversation.
Yes. And then you just fill it with, but I don't want you to grow up to be a disrespectful girl. I don't want you to be raised to be a little bratty woman that is talking to other people disrespectfully, uh-huh. whether it's your stepmom or anybody else.
You have a right to your emotions.
Right.
But how you express them is the important key here.
Yes. And see, it's hard for dads to do this because they just want to address it. Let's get it over with. And you better not do that anymore. I'm going to take your iPhone away. You know, so he's got to validate the emotions that the child is experiencing. Yeah. And see, it's hard for dads because they feel guilty. They feel guilty that their child is living in two homes. Mm-hmm. They feel badly that the child is hurting. So they want to just get rid of this issue right away rather than looking the child in the eye and saying, I know this divorce has caused you pain.
That's really good.
And so he's got to do that with them over and over and over again.
You're right, because loss and grief doesn't really usually resolve itself quickly.
That's right.
And you have to go the distance as long as your daughter is still grieving.
Yes.
And I would say, Dad, you know, we can't guarantee it, but there's a high likelihood that her process will be more, I would say, let me word it this way. I think there will be a higher likelihood of successful resolution if you allow your daughter to have her feelings and not try to just hurry her through them.
Yes. You know? And not rush the relationship. That's the other mistake.
Yes, the bond with the stepmom.
Yes.
Okay, talk more about that, because I wanted to look at that from the other side of it, is how does he then tune into the needs of his new wife?
Yes. Well, again, if he'll do the other things we talked about, learning about stepfamilies, learning about the complexities of this, it'll make it easier for him to understand, why has my wife just become so angry, so nasty, so abrasive? She hates my kids. See, this is where the men go. She hates my kids. She's hurting my kids. And that's not usually her heart at all. She just doesn't know what to do. She's not used to, whether she has her own biological children or not, she's not used to having a child in her home that is speaking to her in that manner.
Right. And then she feels attacked.
Exactly.
And not protected.
Yep. Like my
Who
man
would
is
be
not,
triggered.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So he's dealing with all kinds of emotions here flying from every direction. And again, education is the key on this, to know what's normal. Don't blame your wife or assume that your wife hates your kids. It could just be she really doesn't know what to do here, and she feels like you've left her out in the middle of the ocean with no oars on the rowboat.
Okay. So how does he hand her an oar?
He swims.
Or how does he get in the boat with her?
He swims out to her and says, I'm getting in the boat with you. And we're going to, together, we're going to become educated on stepfamilies, what complexities are normal, how to overcome those complexities. We're not going to pretend that we're a first-time family anymore. We're not going to walk around saying that stepfamilies are exactly the same as first-time marriages, because they aren't.
They aren't.
So we're going to take the mask off and start getting real and get the help we need.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one of the things that I have found being in the role, you know, none of them call me stepmom, but technically that's my role, is I want to encourage my husband, granted these are adult kids, to have time with them where I'm not there.
So
I have found that when I free him up, I say, go without me. I mean, another thing I just want to say, if there's moms listening who are stepmoms, is I have been absolutely shocked to hear stories from within our family system of friends of theirs where their fathers have remarried. Like, I can think right now of one of my daughter-in-laws said, most of my friends have lost their dad because the new wife doesn't want him hanging out with them. I don't get it.
Yes.
What woman would step in where there's already been one loss of a family, either through death or divorce or something else? Why would you inflict that again? Do you hear that a lot too?
It is the number one mistake stepmoms make. They try to, they won't come out and say they're doing that.
Okay.
But they're trying to pull their husband into their circle.
Uh-huh.
This is often why they add an hours baby, so that they can create their own little family. And I'm not saying they're evil or wicked or they're doing it, but it makes it feel more like a first-time family. And I did a survey one time at a conference I was at with adult stepdaughters, and they said the exact thing you said. I have lost my father to his new marriage, his new wife.
Yes, yes.
And I can tell you from my own, I was 17 when my dad had a new baby with his second wife, and I felt like I lost my father.
Wow, you lived this.
I lived it. And now I wasn't bitter or angry towards the child. Some people do. Some kids will go, like, I hate that baby because they just took my father away. But it was very obvious that that had become his new family. And now I, as the firstborn, I'm outside the circle.
And you don't know where you fit.
I don't know where I fit.
So if you went back, Laura, what do you wish your dad would have said to you or done with you at that time when you were 17?
I just wish that we would have carved out more one-on-one time. If he would have just spent a little bit of time with me, just me.
Yes.
Now, I don't think his wife really would have liked that. But, and I do meet many stepmoms that are like that. Like, no, I'm not going to go let my husband have time alone with his kids.
So either they come with.
Yes.
Or they, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but they don't allow it.
Right. They make him feel guilty or uncomfortable.
And he has
or,
to choose.
Yes. Like, we're your family now. You can't exclude us. You know, you're trying to go be with your first set of kids. Mm. And that's not making us all feel like a big circle. It's the number one mistake I made as a stepmom. Now, I didn't do it for those reasons.
Okay.
My husband was the one that kept like, I want you to come. I want you to come. I want you to come with us. Because he wanted to recreate that first family.
I see. With and his two sons.
Yes. And so I felt guilty telling him no. And I really wanted to go get my nails done or something, you know, go spend the time with your sons.
Yes.
So I wish I'd have pushed that more. But if you are a smart stepmom, you will be encouraging your husband to spend time with his other children, your stepkids, one-on-one. Make it once a week. We go have breakfast. We go have pizza. And this helps the kids to feel like they didn't lose their father.
Right. And if your kids are under 18, that every week, every other week rhythm may be doable. If your children are out of the house, college, married, I would encourage you, Dad, you don't have to be caught in the middle.
Yes.
You are being intentional and strategic about when, where, and how you're pursuing the relationships that matter to you. And you get to say and stand up and say to your wife, yes, we are one. Yes, my covenant is with you. I love my children. They're not in the middle of us, but I am going to do this without you. And Dad, if you don't know how to have a conversation with your daughter and it's maybe really messy now, use my book, Let's Talk, Conversation Starters for Dads and Daughters, because I have a lament section in there, Laura. Mm-hmm. That's where dads even have a script about what if there's been an affair? What if there's been divorce? And if you've already asked your daughter those questions, ask her again in 6 months because she'll be at a different place. And you can keep initiating conversations because we as girls figure things out by talking.
Yes.
So the more you give her space and place to talk, your daughter will weather that storm in a way so powerfully different than if you just back off and let it play out however it plays out.
And even if she's super angry with you right now, or she's maybe even alienated herself from you, and you're kind of blaming the mother maybe that, you know, the ex-wife pulled my child away, those daughters do circle back. And even, you know, you may have a couple of years where there's alienation there where you don't. But if you as the dad keep reaching out either through a text, a card, a flower, whatever.
Yes.
I love you, honey. I miss you. I know we've been through some rough times. I know the divorce with your mom wasn't easy on you. I want to make amends for anything I did during that season that I shouldn't have. And I'm here for you. I'm standing at, I call it the line of reconciliation.
Oh, that's
I'm
good.
I'm standing at that fence, at that line, at that bridge with my arms wide open. Mm. I come home. Come home. Mm-hmm. I want to hug you.
You know, and if you're a dad, I love that, Laura. Some dads may press rewind here on the podcast to write down exactly what you just said to say. Arms wide open, which is really living out Luke 15:20
yes.
with the prodigal. You're standing there looking.
Yes.
You're seeing into her life and you're filled with compassion and you initiate a run toward or ready to embrace and kiss. I mean, that's living out God the Father, how he is with us. And a practical, another idea, dads, another practical idea is that if your daughter is estranged from you due to divorce or death and there's a mom has remarried over here, is go get a journal that you know your daughter would love. Order it online, go to a bookstore, and begin to keep entries in there that are dated with memories of her, things you wish you could say, things that as you know about her life, maybe remotely, that you're proud of her for, prayers you're praying for her. You put those things in there. You could even copy off pictures from when she was a baby and put those in there. It will allow your heart to stay open, and you get to say, I am going to give this to her one day. It's not if, it's when.
Yes.
And then if your daughter ever believes that you didn't care about her during those years,
yes,
or months or days, you have proof, living proof that my heart was open to you. Here's the proof of it.
Yes.
It's like a time capsule.
Yes. And, you know, it wasn't until I became an adult that when I looked back on all of this with my dad and his two remarriages that I realized now some of the battles he had with my mom, his ex-wife, and with his new wife, you know, who's trying to start a family with him. And now that I'm a stepmom myself, see, I can look back and see how difficult that was for my dad. Mm-hmm. And that my stepmom was not wicked or evil or bad or anything like that. She was just trying to survive her own stuff.
Yeah.
You know, her own painful childhood, her own being a mom and raising kids. You know, I now see them as people. And, you know, that's what happens if you're wise,
as
if you let
age.
Jesus teach
yes.
you.
Yes.
See them as yes. people, Laura, not just yeah. as your parents. And yeah. I was able to forgive all of them and understand why it happened the way it happened.
Yeah. And like you said, you have a different capacity to understand now as an
exactly.
adult that you couldn't then. And I didn't even think of this caught in the middle. I was thinking between a daughter and her stepmom. But sometimes it might be between your ex-wife and your new wife.
Yes.
And that men are oftentimes caught in a place where they feel like it's a no-win.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for all the practical ideas that you've given today. And I love to end every show with one final go step. So here it is for you, Laura, is what is one practical way that a dad today who's in the situation, step family, can facilitate the relationship in a positive way between his daughter and his new wife, the stepmom?
He can give them the freedom to let them grow their relationship at their own pace.
Mm.
He can stop trying to push his wife to be another mom. He can stop trying to get his daughter to think of his new wife as something more than his wife,
yeah.
because she may or she may not ever view the woman that way. So he can respect both positions without trying to push either one to embrace the other.
Oh, that is so good.
Just be a facility of peace in between the two. Let's show that you're being fair and reasonable and listening to both. And ask God for that wisdom to how to discern
yes.
which way am I going here between these two women, because I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so, yes, that would be. And, you know, if this man, this dad that's listening, is also a stepdad, because we haven't talked about stepdads,
you're right.
really.
Yeah.
Just know that children embrace a stepdad much more easily than they do a stepmom.
Yes.
We could do a whole show on that.
You are so right.
But just know that if her kids, if your wife's kids are just loving you, they think you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, but your kids don't like your wife, it's not necessarily that your wife is doing something wrong. It is not at all uncommon for stepkids to embrace a stepdad,
yes.
but not a stepmom.
So you're normalizing the struggle, the process, the conflict. And as this dad is establishing his covenant relationship with his new wife, yes, that, would you say, takes priority?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of people try to say, well, the marriage has to come first. Well, the kids were there first, so how are you going to do that? So, you know, that's kind of a tricky question.
It is a tricky question of what does that mean
yes.
to live out this covenant? And yet your practical ways of saying things today, to me, just begin to, I would say, put some oil here in the wheels so there's not men getting stuck.
Yes.
And, Dad, the last thing I'll add is a potential ghost step is if you know or see a dad who is in a remarriage situation and you respect him, initiate. Go up and ask for, you know, take him out to lunch, take him out for coffee, and begin to glean wisdom from someone who's a little bit further ahead on this
yes.
journey than you. And it'll be like he's your coach yeah. alongside I'll say Dr. Laura, as she's bringing her wisdom and years of experience. Say again where they can reach out to you.
TheSmartStepMom.com.
Yeah, and Laura has tons of resources. Laura Petherbridge, it's been a joy to be with you here today. You are a wealth of wisdom and such a bundle of joy and energy. And I just so have loved this conversation with you. Well, On Your Mark today has been Caught in the Middle, When Your Daughter Doesn't Get Along with Her Stepmom. You've heard from Laura Petherbridge, lots of ghost steps throughout the show today. I'm sure you'll listen back and glean from her wisdom. Well, this wraps up another week's program. It's been so fun to be here with you all. I'm Dr. Michelle Watson-Canfield, the Dad Whisperer, signing off and encouraging you to make today a day where you intentionally and consistently invest in pursuing your daughter's hearts. Go Dads.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Dad Whisperer Podcast with Dr. Michelle Watson Canfield. To find out how you can invite Dr. Michelle for your next event, go to drmichellewatson.com and click on the speaking tab. That's drmichellewatson.com. Dr. Michelle loves bringing practical insights she gleaned over the past few decades to audiences of teenagers, young adults, men's groups, or women's forums. Once again, go to drmichellewatson.com. That's drmichellewatson.com for more information on the books, resources, and blogs that she has available. Remember, you can listen to the Dad Whisperer Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. And we'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again on the next edition of the Dad Whisperer Podcast with Dr. Michelle Watson-Canfield.